Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Chris Hall of the Denver Broncos. And we decided that, you know, we're here at the Combine together. Maybe we'll talk a little Patriots-Broncos.
Yeah.
They faced each other twice last year. They're on the schedule again this year. So let's just kind of talk about, you know, what we think has to happen for the Broncos to stay on top of the Patriots and vice versa. I'll let you kick it off.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, last year when we did go to New England and that game started so well for the Broncos, opposite of what it was like a couple years before when Tim Tebow was the quarterback and the game was pretty much in hand by halftime. To lose that game that way, that's a long flight home to Denver.
Yeah.
And it was cold and guys were just in a bad mood. And you could tell right away it was the quarterback. Tom Brady starts doing what he's done for so long. And all of a sudden that lead dwindles, it gets a little bit shorter. And then, of course, the special teams play that really gave the team the field position. I mean, it was tough. Those games are always going to be tough.
Right.
Those two quarterbacks and now the coaches who have both been coaching for so long.
Right.
It's, you know, it's just who's going to play, I think, better that day.
Right.
When it comes time to season to win or lose.
And something we both deal with is the veteran quarterbacks, you know, the situation and how they build those teams around those guys. You know, for me, I think it all depends on the Patriots' defense. They've got to have Aqib Talib to stop some of those wideouts, especially Knowshon Moreno, who ran right through the Patriots' defense. So for me, that's all still a lot can happen. Free agency, the draft, the combine. And some message I've took away here from Coach Belichick and Nick Caserio is just that the combine's a big process, but it's a really small process to what these coaches go through in the offseason. And I don't know if you felt the same way from John Fox, John Elway, just talking about how they approach the combine and prepare their teams.
Yeah, it's, you know, when John Elway was hired, he had to get the head coach, and the head coach built a staff, and then they went right into what's the personnel department been doing at the time. Brian Sanders was still there. And, you know, we heard from John Elway today, you could hear he's still upset about how the Super Bowl ended, considering how successful the season was. But you have to reboot, even though it's still so fresh, because you do come here for a reason. What happens on the field, fine, but they get a chance to meet these guys. John talked about improving your team in the offseason. That's what the Patriots are looking to do. All the other teams are looking to do right now, too. And this is just one part, the actual combine. But I think, you know, it officially marks the beginning of that process. And then, before you know it, camp gets here.
Right.
That's when it gets
there
fun
really
again.
Is no off season, we've learned. So
Zero.
We will see you next season.
Terrific.
So
at our place, right?
That's, I think so, yeah. It was a long flight home on the way back from Denver as well. Yeah.
Let's hope.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jack.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.